Let's go to Canada now, which in the age of coronavirus has a new rock star. He's 59 years old, has big glasses and a scruffy goatee. He is Quebec's deputy health minister. Emma Jacobs reports.
A month ago, Horacio Arruda was a relatively unknown provincial bureaucrat. Now you can find his face on T-shirts, loaves of bread at a bakery outside Quebec City, and memes and videos all over social media.
I've got a mask. I think I'm protected. I touch things. So that's not the good thing. Wash your hands.
Arruda uses big hand gestures as he gives down-to-earth advice in both French and English in widely watched daily briefings. Arruda is an epidemiologist who's worked in public health for 20 years, but it's his conversational style that has hooked Quebecers like Valérie Morency on his briefings.
He's like the dad who's telling you not to panic, you know? He seems very human, very approachable, and he explained very well the situation.
Morency, a children's book illustrator, made drawings of Arruda for people to color in. They're widely shared online. Psychology professor Catherine Malbeuf-Ortubiz says this all makes Arruda an effective messenger.
Quebecers are finding him very relatable and tend to listen to what he's actually telling us to do.
In addition to giving hygiene advice, Arruda suggests activities to cope with self-isolation.
It could be yoga, it could be music, it could be dancing, it could be dancing in line with FaceTime with somebody else.
When Arruda, whose parents immigrated to Canada from Portugal, shared that he would be spending his weekend making Portuguese tarts, Quebecers started exchanging recipes and baking too. They posted tart memes to the Facebook page, Horacio Our Hero.
Just give me a second. I'm going to go to the stats.
Laurent Delaurier runs the Facebook page. He says the posts have reached more than 2 million people in a province of 8.5 million. And the most shared aren't just the funny ones. They have useful information.
We also spread memes that say to wash your hands, to stay home.
These messages reach young people who may not watch a whole news conference, like 18-year-old Nicolas Chalechoff. He says his friends talk about Arruda all the time.
We can have fun, but also it's really crucial information that we need to hear, but it's not said in a tone that everyone gets depressed about.
These can be depressing times. The psychologist Malbeuf-Ortubiz tried to lift her family's spirits by adopting a cat. They named her Horacio. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.